From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Syrian opposition holds talks with UN envoy. After boycotting the start of indirect peace talks, representatives of the main Syrian opposition group have met with UN envoy for Syria, Stéphane de Mistura, in Geneva. De Mistura left the informal meeting Sunday, telling reporters he is optimistic and determined the opposition will eventually join the peace process. Salem Al-Maslet is a spokesman for the opposition coalition.
But now we're losing more people, more children, more civilians, just to satisfy Russia and Assad. I believe now it's the time that these countries, members of the Security Council, to take a step forward to prove to the Syrian people that they are standing by them.
The talks are meant to lay the groundwork for eventual direct negotiations. The Islamic State group has claimed a triple bombing in a southern Damascus suburb. At least 60 people are dead. The African Union wrapped up a heads of state summit Sunday without decisive action on Burundi. Marta Vandervolf reports.
The African Union did not gather enough support during its summit to deploy troops to Burundi without the country's consent. Despite the decision from the AU Peace and Security Council in December to send in troops to halt violence. Peace and Security Commissioner for the African Union, Ismail Shergi, said the continental body will send a high-level delegation to Burundi to continue consultations and the possible deployment. Marta van der Wolf, Addis Ababa.
The Zika virus outbreak in Latin America could be a bigger threat to global health than the Ebola epidemic. That's according to several public health experts who spoke with The Guardian and Examiner newspapers ahead of an emergency meeting of the World Health Organization on Monday to decide whether the virus should be rated a health crisis. This is VOA.